This week's mailbag comes to us from Cynthia. My family and I all love the complete Sunday basket system. It has helped me put in place a new normal in this quarantine life. Having time to plan things and a place to keep my current papers and projects and to-dos has pulled me together so much. I don't have to search through paper piles. I can find things. The slash pockets are the control centers for each project that I need to work on. I can put it away, but it is easy to find when I need it again. I only see the Sunday basket helping more as time goes on. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, the paper solution is finally here. Virtually run to your favorite book retailer and get your copy. The paper solution is the proven step-by-step guide for what to shred, what to save, and how to sort all the paper you've been saving in boxes, bins, piles, and files. 85% of the papers you saved can be purged. The paper solution will hold your hand as you start your own big paper sort and your weekly Sunday basket routine. America is a paper-based society. We can have less paper, but we will never be paperless. Listen as I dive into another paper pile to help you get it sorted. The whole month of August, I am sharing with you some of the binders that we make here in Organize 365 to help you organize all of your paperwork, get rid of your filing cabinet, and make all of the information that you need to save portable. And today, we're going to be talking about the medical binder. Now, there are a couple of things that I want to talk to you about the emergency medical binder. First of all, a lot of you, over 10,000 of you, downloaded our free emergency medical printables kit, which you can still get. You go to organize365.com/emergency, and there you'll be able to download a third of what is included in the medical binder for free. And we have made this for free, and our team and some people who've gotten it, they're like, Lisa, you basically give away almost the entire medical binder. I'm like, I know, but it's worth it because at the time of this coronavirus pandemic, I would rather you have the information that you need to be able to care for yourself and your family than for you to buy my binder. Like, it's just not that important. It's way more important that you have this information. And as I'm going to share with you inside of this podcast, why creating a medical binder is uber important today. Like, I want you to stop listening to this podcast when we're done and go make one this weekend for yourself, for your spouse, for your kids, for your parents, for everybody. I want everybody to make a medical binder. So when I was my father's power of healthcare and he was sick and he was in the hospital, I had healthcare privileges. Like, I could get information from his doctors, but it was very, I would forget things. I didn't know the questions to ask. I ended up writing things on pieces of paper. It would have been so helpful to have his medical history. Like, I didn't know his medical history, what medications he had taken, when he had vaccinations, what things he had been diagnosed with over the years. Luckily, my father was pretty healthy before he got sick and passed away 10 years ago. He didn't have a lot of extra conditions, but he was sick for almost a year before he passed away. And in that amount of time, there were certain tests that they would do all the time, like his liver function and other numbers that when you have someone in your family who is sick, or if you yourself are sick with cancer, diabetes, coronavirus, whatever, there are certain numbers that tell the medical professionals and yourself how your health is doing. My children have had a lot of medical issues growing up, and the diagnoses have changed. Like, what they called the same conditions have changed as they have aged. But keeping track of those conditions, or keeping track of different blood tests from when they were 4 until they were 14, even though they were analyzed differently for different diagnoses, gave you a good picture on how well the body was functioning. And especially when you have somebody that is hospitalized, watching those numbers closely lets you know if you are starting to decline or if you're starting to recover from whatever it is that is ailing you. So we would always ask the medical professionals for the bilirubin number and some other numbers, and they would give us the number. And every time they would give us the number, I would look it up on my phone. Well, at that time there was a phone. I'd look it on the computer when I got home, and I'd be like, okay, that's within normal, or it's bad, but it's not as bad as it was yesterday. And because I wasn't looking at the medical chart, I wasn't like graphing it out so that I could see when we were going up and when we were going down. And when it would get low enough, then my dad would get a blood transfusion. Had I had the medical binder at that time, I would have been able to literally get out graph paper and record all of these different numbers as the doctor told them to me every day. And I would be able to see, oh, when we get to this number, the next day, the doctor's going to say we need a blood transfusion. And then instead of being surprised every time, I'd be like, oh, I expect that because we get to this number, you get a blood transfusion, you go up to this number, you know, and you start to see more patterns. And for me, the more information I have, concrete information I have, helps me feel not more in control, but more informed and less anxious and nervous all the time. And there is a range of normal for everything. There's a range of normal for, I don't know, every test that you do. And your body has a range of normal. What's so interesting to me is that, what is an average temperature? If I say an average temperature, in your head, did it just pop in 98.6, right? Not one single time since March have I received a temperature rating of 98.6. Not one single time. Almost everyone on my team, their normal temperature is like in 96s and 97s. And one person on my team, it's like 98 and 99. Now, if you're in school, like I was a school teacher, and you would have do your temperature and it says 99, you would say, okay, you have a fever, you're going home. I could tell you right now, if I have one of my team members that normally is 97, 96, 97, and they have a high 98 number, they probably have a fever. But my person who is normally high 98 or 99, until she gets to 100, I would not say that she has a fever. Do you see what I'm saying? So like, there is a range of normal. And when you know your range of normal, then you know more, you can be better equipped to help people medically. Similarly, with my kids, when they get the same exact illness, like they went to the same school, they both got sick, they got the same exact thing, they have the same illness. For Abby, every single time, it's a really high fever and a barky cough that sounds like croup. For Joey, he stops eating and he gets asthma and he can hardly breathe. Same illness, totally different symptoms. So knowing how your body responds to any kind of an illness is super helpful, both in knowing how sick you actually are and what kind of treatment that you need. So if Joey were to get a fever, but he didn't have asthma, he didn't have like a breathing problem, I wouldn't be so worried. Abby with a pretty high fever, I'm not worried because that's her normal symptom. If she were all of a sudden to be short of breath, I'd be really worried because that's not a normal symptom for her. This is what the emergency medical binder does. The emergency medical binder not only writes down like when was your last vaccine and all that kind of stuff, which you definitely need, but it also talks about like, what are your diagnoses? What is your normal temperament? What is your family history? All of that information. And when we made the emergency medical printables free for you to download back in March, I had no idea how much of an impact it would make. I just personally thought, what can I do? How can I help? This is an easy solution. Let's do it. Literally the next day was when the hospital said you could not have a person come into the ER with you. And so people would be showing up in the ER with coronavirus or anything else and not be allowed to have an advocate or someone go in the hospital with them. And these printed out pieces of paper with your medical history and your medications and all of that the person would literally go into the emergency room holding those pieces of paper, and then the emergency room staff would take that paper. And you do not know the relief that comes to a nurse, to a doctor, to emergency room staff that gets all of that information clearly written down. They don't have to ask you as many questions. They know all of your history right there. Like, they can triage and treat you so much faster with so much confidence because they have your medical history. Please, please, please download the free printable and fill that out. Secondly, the other thing that you may or may not know is, while yes, in the United States, we do digitize our medical records, they are not kept indefinitely, and they are not transferred between different buildings. So like your pediatrician or your primary care doctor may not be in the same network as your hospital, or may not be in the same network as the hospital that you are taken to. And so your records may not be accessible when you're in the hospital situation. And like your dental records obviously never get into anything else. So, or your gynecology records or your oncology records, or unless every single doctor you see is within the same hospital network and you go to that same hospital, then all of your records are not together. You do not have a complete medical history when the doctor and the nurse and that staff is trying to access your records. Additionally, and this shocks everyone I tell, but it is true, your medical records are only legally needed to be kept for 7 years. So if you had cancer 10 years ago, that records and that information most likely is not accessible to your current providers. If you, like I had my tonsils out when I was 20, nobody knows that. Like that's nowhere in any of my electronic medical files. It is worth the weekend it is going to take to get the printables and fill everything out so that you have a complete medical history. And personally, I get rid of a lot of paper. I shred and I pitch almost everything, but I do not shred and I do not pitch anything medically related. Because as I told you, over the last 20 years, my kids' diagnoses, what they have called whatever their symptoms are, has changed for some of them multiple times over the last 20 years. But those records and those results and the letters that doctors wrote when my kids were 4, 5, and 6 years old, I still pull those out and give those to doctors today as they're transitioning into the adult care center. Like, all of that information is vitally important, and it is worth it to have one binder for each member of your family for their medical record. Don't give your doctor and your hospital the permission to be in charge of everything related to your medical care. Be an active participant in that and have all of your information for yourself as well. Now, the medical binder was the very first binder. That and the financial binder, which we're going to talk about next, are the very first binders that Organize 365 made. And they directly came out of the fact that I was my father's power of healthcare for a year and then settled his estate as his power of attorney. And then I was the executor of the estate. These two events, being the power of healthcare for your parents or a loved one or someone for you, and settling your estate, are not things that might happen to you and maybe you should prepare for them. They will happen to you, 100%. Someone will have to advocate for you and your medical in some, hopefully forever from now, right? But it will happen. And someone will have to step in and be your power of attorney and help you settle your estate at some point. And if you don't want to think about yours, then think about your parents, or if they're still living, your grandparents. Someone needs to know where all the money is, and someone needs to be advocate for your medical on your behalf. Now, in the paper solution, I will tell you how to make your emergency medical binder, and you can get 11 of the 28 pages free by going to organize365.com/emergency. Inside of the book, if you're looking in the book, you're on page 209 to find out what papers you need to gather, your allergy list, caregiver information, lab results, etc. And then on pages 210 and 211, that's going to walk you through how to divide that into different sections inside of your binder, your health history, your current health, your medication. And then we also have additional printables you can download once you purchase the binder that will help you when you're in a caregiver situation or power of healthcare to keep track of all that information as it goes back and forth between you and the other people that are helping you care for your loved one. Hopefully you will never need this binder, but it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.